AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Polls show the presidential race is tightening, and Donald Trump likes what he sees.
We just got a great poll from Colorado. Normally, a Republican wouldn't do particularly well there, and we're leading in Colorado, and we're leading in Iowa, we're leading in Ohio and Florida, we're leading all over. Yeah. And it's been amazing.
That's Trump on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's back on the campaign trail after 3 days of battling pneumonia, with no apologies for keeping her pneumonia secret until she almost collapsed.
I thought that there wasn't really any reason to make a big fuss about it. So I should have taken time off earlier. I didn't. Now I have, and I'm back on the campaign trail.
And she waded right into the old birther controversy, pointing out that Donald Trump declined to answer a question yesterday about where President Obama was born. Last night, his campaign issued a statement saying he now believes the president was born in the United States. The House Intelligence Committee says NSA leaker Edward Snowden is a liar, and every member of that panel, Republican and Democrat, has signed a letter urging the president not to pardon him. He's been living in Moscow for 3 years. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
In the two-page letter, the members of the House Intelligence Committee urged the president not to pardon Snowden, saying he's a criminal. They go on to say they agree with intelligence professionals who warn that a pardon would, quote, severely undermine America's intelligence institutions.
Snowden's lawyer calls him a genuine American hero, not a disgruntled government contract worker who went rogue, as the lawmakers portray him. Experts say brain cancer is now the deadliest childhood cancer in this country because of a frustrating lack of progress in research. This is AP Radio News. We're learning more about a man who hit a police detective with a meat cleaver in Midtown Manhattan. Our Warren Levinson is there, and he begins his story with how this all began.
Police say a man with a sharp object attacked two officers about a block away from Pennsylvania Station at the outset of the rush hour. Witnesses say police were chasing a man brandishing a knife, and when they tried to take it away, he lashed out and cut them. Police fired shots at the assailant. All three were taken to a hospital. One officer was cut in the head. The second suffered a graze wound. The incident threw the area into chaos as police flooded the neighborhood. Penn Station is the nation's busiest commuter train hub. The giant department store Macy's is across the street. Warren Levinson, New York.
Police say the man was initially stopped because he was trying to remove a boot from a vehicle that he was apparently living in. Everybody survived the incident, but the suspect is in critical condition. As you begin your weekend, gas is $2.18 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.